when it comes to finding love. You know, the usual avenues that people are looking towards in 2020, the Tinders, those sort of things, maybe hitting the pubs and clubs, hasn't worked out as well as probably people would have liked. And one particular woman has taken her dating experience to the next level, named Leish Cunningham from New South Wales. Well, I'll tell you what, she's looking for a Prince Charming. Aren't we all looking for that in 2020? But Tinder hasn't worked out too well for her. She's struck out a couple of times, so she's just thought, you know, I've had enough of these bad dates. I want to go to a place where I can secure my very own Prince Charming. So where did she go? Well, she decided to go to Bunnings, and for the last couple of weeks she's been turning up at Bunnings. She's made quite a few TikTok videos, basically her with a sign there in the store saying that she's looking for her very own Prince Charming to find that husband. This video obviously has attracted a lot of attention online, so it's been seen by tens of thousands of people. So they reckon she's onto something, though, because you know what? If you're looking for a male or a female, someone that's quite handy. A lot of people like to go to Bunnings, especially the tradies, you know, during the day, though. But I feel like maybe it might not be the peak time during the middle of the day, because you've got all the tradies coming in and out. They're usually in a rush. They've got to get between, you know, here and there, between this site and the next site as well. But people are commenting saying, you know, I think she's onto a good thing here. But I think, honestly, what she needs to do is she needs to change her schedule a little bit when it comes to looking for this Prince Charming, because as we can see, it looks like she's been trying this sort of thing between 6 and 8 a.m. and 5 and 9 p.m. supposedly. They're the peak times for all the tradies, but I reckon she needs to sort of swap that around a little bit, because when you think about peak times for, you know, potential husbands when it comes to this store, well, you can't go past a Saturday morning, let's be honest. All the do-it-yourself last-minuters are always coming into the store trying to do their best to try and get those, you know, home improvements done. And, well, if you're looking for a date, I'd have to say trying to find a husband Bunnings Saturday morning, you know, that's where most people are. It'd be like shooting fish in a barrel.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
1300 92 1250 is that phone number, asking you some of the good things that happened in 2020. So that was the phone number. Recently had Nigel ring up to give us some good news. So Nigel, tell us about the good news for you in 2020.
So I'm the president of the Moomba Chamber of Commerce, and this year we, after a lot of discussion, we finally got around to opening a store in Moomba, which features six local businesses. So, it's a retail shop, and we're giving six local businesses the chance to, fulfil their dream and start a business.
Oh, that's fantastic, mate. Very well done with that. I'm sure there's some great people behind this as well.
Yeah, look, we've been, the committee have been very supportive of the idea for a long time. I worked in retail for 20-odd years, so I sort of saw the opportunity, and I'd seen other models in other towns where they were doing a similar thing, and I thought we need to try this. And so, yeah, we opened on the 1st of December, and it's been going great guns. The feedback's really awesome. Everybody loves the stuff that's in there. You know, some really unique products, some local artists, some local artisans. And it's been going awesome.
Fantastic, mate. Well, thanks for sharing the good vibes with us this morning, mate. I hope it all goes well for those businesses involved.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
Have a good one, mate. Bye. Yeah, sounds like a great bumper year for some local businesses there towards the end of the year. Big congratulations to those people, those six businesses in Moomba. Hope you have an absolute awesome Christmas and smash it out of the park. 1300 92 1250 is the number to basically answer the question of what's some of the good stuff that's happened in 2020 for you. We know what the bad stuff is. What is some of the good? Jenna from Bemboka has got in touch with us on 1300 92 1250. Jenna, what's some good stuff that's happened to you in 2020 so far?
Well, I got married in February and had a daughter in August.
Oh, fantastic news. So obviously getting married in February, that would have been probably just before the COVID sort of hit.
Yeah, it was in between the fires and COVID.
I tell you what, if there's going to be a window for 2020 where good things actually might have happened, it's definitely, I think, between February and March, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So congratulations on the baby. What did you name the child?
Valerie.
Oh, that's a lovely name. So obviously she's going to be the apple of your eye. When people say 2020 was a bad year, you'll say, hey, I've got some evidence to show you that 2020 was a fantastic year.
Yep.
Good to hear that 2020 has worked out well for you, Jenna. Thanks for chatting with us. And fingers crossed the rest of 2020 works out well for you as well.
Thank you.
Let's keep the good vibes going. 1300 92 1250. Some of the good stuff that's happened in 2020 to you. Kelly from Moomba, what's some good things that happened to you this year?
I've changed my lifestyle, lost 19 kilos.
Oh, wow.
Started going to the gym 5 days a week, and I'll be competing in my first bikini bodybuilding competition in 3 months.
Wow, that's a pretty big list of achievements so far in 2020. So are you one of these people that had as your New Year's resolution to, like, lose weight and get fit, and you actually kept it, unlike everyone else?
Well, I had a pretty bad start to the year with the fires. I lost a family member
and stuff.
And I basically just decided that I want to live a bit longer.
So it's 2020. I'm going to do me in 2020.
Yep, and I'm not worrying about other people, and I'm just going to do what makes me feel good, and I want to look after myself. So I made the choice, and I stuck with it.
19 kilos, did you say?
Yep.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing. So what kind of championship you got coming up? Is it a local one? Is it like a state titles competition?
It's going to be in Sydney, and it's an IFBB bodybuilding competition. And I have one of the best coaches in Australia who is coaching me. And basically, I'll be in a masters competition because I'll be the oldest female competing.
Pretty safe to say you are absolutely smashing 2020, Kelly. So best of luck.
I am. Thank you, guys, and have a great end of year and a Merry Christmas.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.